documentary by Charlottesville filmmaker Eduardo Montes Bradley tells the story of children born to the Madisons and their slaves.
It starts with James Madison Sr. and a slave woman named Mandy, who is the first generation. She came from West Africa. And they had a daughter called Corrine. And then James Madison Jr., who would later be the president of the United States, had a relationship of some sort with her. And they had a son named Jim.
Jim and other slaves would be sold, forced to walk from Virginia to Tennessee. There are, of course, no photographs from the time, but Montes Bradley found a painting that suggests the hardship of a slave sold south.
A group of African Americans being walked from Stanton to Tennessee. And you see the overseer on a horse, and then the two rows of men, women, and children, cuffed and walking.
Other resources for the film came from Betty Kearse, a retired pediatrician descended from James Madison's son, Jim.
Ever since I was about 5 years old, actually, my mother would tell me some family stories. I thought she was just trying to get me to behave. She would say, "Please, always remember, you're a Madison, you come from African slaves and a president." But as I got older, I began to think, well, how did that happen?
As she came to understand the dynamics of Montpelier, her pride in being a descendant of James Madison faded as her pride in the strength, courage, and resilience of her African ancestors grew.
Enslaved people were remarkable human beings. They had a strong sense of their own humanity, even when they were considered to be someone's property, you know, little more than a mule or a piece of furniture. Moreover, they had a lot of talents and made a number of contributions to this country.
Were it not for them, Kearse argues, James Madison wouldn't have had time for a Princeton education or the energy to write a constitution for his new country. She is the keeper of her family's oral history, dating back to West Africa. Such people are known as griot or griot.
The first one that we know of was Mandy, our first African ancestor in America, and she was the first griot. She taught her daughter and other descendants to be fighting mad. You know, that anger, when directed the right way, can give you strength.
After her book was published, she heard from Montes Bradley and was delighted to help make his film.
Well, first of all, I got to be a movie star. Being a California girl, that was sort of a lifelong dream.
But her real joy is in helping Americans to fully appreciate the contributions made by enslaved people.
And for African Americans ourselves to embrace our slave ancestry, not to be ashamed of it, but to recognize that we inherited so much from them, and that we should nurture our own inner strengths and sense of humanity and sense of hope and talent.
The documentary will be streamed online through the Jefferson School in Charlottesville on March 7th. I'm Sandy Houseman.